Welcome to this brawl. Connection established.
Today we're going deep on business email compromise. The unglamorous, unsexy attack that's quietly stolen more money than every ransomware gang combined. Forget 0 days and malware. We're talking about weaponized email and broken trust models that have cost organizations $50 billion and counting. Origins and why systems are vulnerable. Business email compromise emerged as a distinct attack category around 2013. When the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, began tracking what they initially termed CEO fraud. By 2023, cumulative global BEC losses exceeded $50 billion, making it the most financially damaging cybercrime category tracked by IC3. The root vulnerability is architectural, SMTP. Designed in 1982, RFC 821 includes no native sender authentication. The protocol trusts the envelope sender and header sender implicitly, enabling trivial spoofing. While SPF, 2006, DKIM, 2007, and DMARC, 2012, added authentication layers, their adoption remains inconsistent, and they only protect exact domain matches, not lookalike domains. BEC exploits three fundamental trust assumptions. Identity trust. Recipients assume email headers accurately represent senders. Authority trust. Employees defer to apparent executive requests without verification. Process trust. Wire transfer workflows often lack out-of-band confirmation. Modern BEC has evolved beyond simple spoofing to include account takeover, ATO, via credential phishing, where attackers operate from legitimate compromised mailboxes, bypassing all email authentication controls entirely. Here's my take on this. SMTP was built for a trusted academic network. We're still paying for that 44-year-old design decision with $50 billion in losses. Real-world incidents and public disclosures. Ubiquity Networks, 2015. Attackers impersonated executives and outside counsel, convincing finance staff to wire $46.7 million to overseas accounts. The company disclosed the fraud in SEC filings, recovering only $8.1 million. Toyota Bashoku Corporation, 2019, a European subsidiary lost $37 million after receiving fraudulent payment instructions that appeared to originate from a business partner. The attackers had conducted extensive reconnaissance to time requests with legitimate transaction windows. FACC AG, 2016, the Austrian aerospace supplier lost €42 million, $54 million, to BEC fraud targeting wire transfers for a confidential acquisition project. The CEO and CFO were subsequently terminated. This case demonstrated BEC's executive-level targeting sophistication. Operation Rewired, 2019, FBI-led international operation resulted in 281 arrests across multiple countries, revealing BEC as organized criminal enterprise with money mule networks and specialized roles. Seized funds exceeded $118 million. Here's my take on this. FACC fired their CEO over this. When social engineering leads to C-suite terminations, you know the attack has matured beyond user awareness training as a solution. Realistic attack walkthrough. The following demonstrates BEC simulation for authorized red team assessments. Document explicit written authorization before proceeding. Phase 1. Reconnaissance. Identify organizational structure, recent transactions, and communication patterns. Use OSINT to identify finance team members, executive assistants, and recent vendor relationships via press releases and job postings. Phase 2. Infrastructure setup. Register lookalike domain and configure email. Phase 3. Pretext development. Craft scenario leveraging gathered intelligence. Example CFO impersonation. Phase 4. Execution and metrics. Track email opens, link clicks, and responses via GoFish dashboard. For authorized tests, include callback verification. Phase 5, evidence collection. Document, email delivery confirmation. Response rates. Time to response. Whether verification procedures were followed and escalation paths taken. Compare against organization stated financial controls. Here's my take on this. The most successful BEC pretexts reference real ongoing projects. Spend 80% of effort on reconnaissance, 20% on the actual email. Defense playbook. Detection. Monitor for lookalike domain registrations using services like EnSwift or commercial brand protection. Alert on email header anomalies, mismatches. External senders with internal display names. Log all wire transfer requests and correlate with email metadata for anomaly detection. Prevention, MITRE ATT and CKT 1566.001, T1534. Enforce DMARC with policy for all organizational domains. Implement external sender warnings, tag subjects with external for non-org senders. Require dual authorization and out-of-band callback verification for transfers exceeding threshold, SysControl 6.7. Validation. Conduct quarterly BEC simulations using the attack playbook above. Measure click rates, response rates, callback verification compliance, and time to escalation. Target, 95% callback verification. Map controls to NIST CSFPR.A.T. 1. Awareness training and D.C.M. 1. Network monitoring. Here's my take on this. DMARC reject policies stop spoofing. But they don't stop compromised accounts or lookalike domains. Your callback verification process is your last line of defense. Test it ruthlessly. Before I wrap up, my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. SMTP's 1982 design lacks native sender authentication, creating the foundational trust vulnerability BEC exploits. Takeaway 2. FACC AG's $54 million loss led to CEO and CFO termination, demonstrating BEC's board-level business impact. Takeaway 3. Effective BEC pretexts require extensive reconnaissance. Attackers reference real projects, transactions, and relationships. Takeaway 4. Out-of-band callback verification for wire transfers is the critical control when all technical defenses fail. Takeaway 5. Security architects must implement DMARC reject policies and behavioral detection. Neither alone addresses compromised account BEC. That's the reality of BEC in 2026. Technically simple. Operationally devastating. Your DMARC policies matter. Your detection tools matter, but your financial verification processes are where this war is won or lost. Test them. Break them. Fix them. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with a Z, at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant. Stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.